You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello and welcome to Insomnia Red UK number 170. I'm Stuart Morrison, and thanks to Ro Cutler of Dark Compass, who hosted the last IRUK episode. I've got 8 tracks for you this time. All were previously played on the Insomnia Radio Daily Dose, so I'll include links to the Daily Dose posts in the show notes. UK.insomniaradio.net is where to find them, of course, so you can download all the tracks if you want. And also, if you follow the links, you can find out more about the bands, as well as downloading the tracks. Again, this is a normal episode, so you'll be hearing from me after each track, rather than the kind of mixtape format I sometimes use. A lot of these songs, 6 in fact, were sent to us by Supercat PR. So again, I'll summarise what their press page says for each band. Nobody complained last time I did this, so I'm going to do it again. And thanks to Matty and Lewis at Supercat for all the great music. So, to start with, here is Family Friends with I'm Like You. Sister duo Family Friends, made up of Rebecca and Tom Fitzsimmons, have released I'm Like You, the second track from their forthcoming EP, which is out late February. Living between Melbourne and London, the group's sound is East London cool, glazed with South Australian sun. A bouncy psych elements combine with warm, hazed out dream pop to create infectious tunes. Brimful of attitude and oozing hooks from every pore, I'm Like You is an exuberant statement track from the duo. While there's a decidedly 90s lilt to the music, with nods towards the classier elements of Britpop and the slacker rock scene, Family Friends slot well into the modern school of tasteful, melancholic guitar pop. That came to us via Supercat PR. It's the first of the six tracks that they sent us. If you want to find out more, facebook.com/familyfriendsband, twitter.com/ffamilyfriends, and soundcloud.com/family-friends. So next up, we have The Knicks with Home. NYX are four women who exploded onto the London music scene in March 2016. Primarily a rock band, the girls fuse elements of grunge and soul to create a very distinctive sound. Combined with the fact that the band has two lead singers and two definitive songwriting styles, they also have a strong underlying purpose which fuels their mission, changing perceptions of women in music, and they certainly do that. Screaming, sweating and shredding solos, these girls are redefining what it means to be a girl in a band, and that came to us via a badge of friendship. TheKnicksBand.com is their website, facebook.com/TheKnicksBand and twitter.com/TheKnicksBand as well. So next we have Some Skeletons with Grand Hopes.
Materials for spaceship, cornflake box and blankets, and turn him upside down and smack the feminine mucus out. The such fatigue in grand hopes or hope. Not anymore. The bird won't tweet at you, son. Balloon won't make you ball and run.
Grand Hopes comes from the Nottingham band Some Skeletons' debut six-track EP, And Signs and Ampersands. And the "and" in that is an ampersand itself. It's really confusing. And Signs and Ampersands. It was the first EP released in December 2012. Charles found this band on Bandcamp. You can also grab their debut album, Vigils, which was released in 2015, and a few acoustic songs from the album released under the title Annoying the Neighbours Part 1, which was released last December. Head over to someskeletons.bandcamp.com for full details and several albums under a pay-what-you-will model. In addition, the band released a video in April 2016 for a more recent song called To Exceed to Achieve, which you can find on the Daily Dose post if you go and search for it, or go to the show notes for this, where you can just click on the link in the listing. someskeletons.com is their website, and facebook.com/someskeletons, Twitter they're someskeletons, and someskeletons.bandcamp.com, as I just mentioned. So next it's Kid Smoke with Waves.
Can't be here for you.
Indie pop outfit Kidsmoke have released their latest track Waves, which you just heard. Beginning with a solitary guitar and pop combined pristine vocals of frontman Lance Williams on guitar and Sophie Bellamy on guitar, Waves leads into a soaring chorus drenched in a beautifully layered harmonies that hold your heart with its grip. The rest of the group, James Stickles on bass, Ash Turner on drums, are soon introduced, crafting an uplifting track that culminates in a cascade of guitar and vocals. The shared harmonies casting a harsh reminder that everything has to end. Early support from John Kennedy on Radio X and Tom Robinson on BBC Six Music, alongside appearances at the Green Man Festival, already under their belts. Kidsmoke profile looks to grow in the coming months with several live dates in the pipeline. Produced by Ross Hayes at Orange Sound Recording Studio, oh dear, it's a Welsh name, in Penmanwar. Kidsmoke's Waves was released on the 27th of January and is available on iTunes and Spotify, and that came to us via Supercat PR. So thanks to the guys there. Facebook is a bit complicated. It's facebook.com/pg/kidsmokemusic, and they're Kidsmoke Music on Twitter and SoundCloud as well.
Enjoying the music on today's Insomni Radio UK? Don't forget to support the artist. You can get links to their site by visiting our site, uk.insomniaradio.net.
Okay, next, to start the second part of this show, which is IRUK 170, this is Plaza with Origami. Plaza. They are one of those bands whose name is all capitals for some reason. Plaza released their new single Origami on the 20th of January via Beyond the Wall, and it's available to stream and download on all platforms. With Origami, their first single of 2017 and the first single taken from a forthcoming EP slated for an April release, Plaza make a compelling statement that 2017 could be their year. Twitchy 6/8 rhythms and walls of icy guitars provide the bed for Bradley Leonard's evocative vocals, boosting Plaza's self-destructive brand of post-indie. Four late teens from the industrial seaside town of Hartlepool, Plaza are writing anthems that resonate the trials and tribulations of growing up, youthful romance, lukewarm beer, pomos, and the prospects this brings in austerity Britain. This came to us again by Supercat PR. Facebook.com/ were not Plaza. Better go to the show notes if you want to find their Facebook. It's spelt really strangely, as is their Twitter account, which is were not Plaza. Were not Plaza on SoundCloud as well. Next, we have Ambiere with Tree of Life. Hailing from the outskirts of Manchester, Ambiere bring something different to the table with their chilled ambient vibes displayed in their latest release, Tree of Life, which you just heard. Fronted by the songwriting partnership of Amber Lane McIver and Jake Blythe, the duo has already drawn comparisons to the XX, creating what they call fairy tale grunge with a jelly bean peanut butter finish. Ambiere layer indie pop guitar riffs and catchy vocal hooks to create something truly unique, with Oliver Lamb's creative instrumentation of electronic drums and a wealth of synth lines providing the foundation of their live performances. With the UK tour scheduled next month, that's February, and an abundance of material ready for release, the future looks bright for this youthful three-piece as they continue to build upon their name and reputation. And Ambier's Tree of Life is released on the 11th of February and will be available on iTunes and Spotify. That's from Supercat PR as well. Ambier Official on Facebook, Ambier Official on Twitter, and Ambier Official on SoundCloud. Next, it's Dom Robinson with Good Love.
Chasing tales, just too much, just too much. This can't stop if you've had enough, if you've had enough. But I'm caught up on your good love, on your love. If I knock, please keep the door shut, please keep the door shut. 'Cause it's not enough to feel your good love from time to time. And it's hard when it echoes in my mind. You don't know what it feels like.
Artist Dom Robinson released his new single Good Love, which you just heard there, on the 10th of January, and that's the first of several releases planned throughout 2017 for the budding singer-songwriter from Leeds, as I said. And that's for Supercat PR again. facebook.com/pg/DROOMB. Don't know what the DR. Oh, Dom Robinson. And Twitter, he's DROOMB as well. And on SoundCloud, Dom Robinson Music. And finally, on Insomnia Radio UK 170, this is A Festival, A Parade with People Person. Newcastle outfit A Festival, A Parade have announced the release of the first single of the year, People Person. The alt rockers' latest track showcases the brooding and self-building melodic rock, which has already earned them plenty of plaudits. nationally since bursting onto the scene with their previous single If Dogs Could Talk in the autumn. We featured that on the Daily Dose in September and on IRUK 162. With its underlying darkened tone obvious throughout, frontman Joe Allen's intricate lyricism strongly comes to the fore in People Person, shining light on the stigma surrounding mental health care and its increasingly prevalent role in today's society. Produced by Chris McManus at Blank Studios in Newcastle, a festival of parades, People Person, featuring guest vocals from Immy Williams, was released on the 27th of January and is available to purchase on iTunes and Spotify. That's via Supercat PR again, so thanks again to Matty and Lewis. A festival, a parade, is their handle on Facebook and Twitter and SoundCloud. So that's it for Insomnia Radio UK 170. Here's what you heard. Family Friends, I'm Like You, The Knicks, Home, Some Skeletons with Grand Hopes, Kid Smoke with Waves, and then after the break, Plaza, Origami, Ambier with Tree of Life, Dom Robinson, Good Love. And finally, a festival, a parade with People Person. If you'd like details and links, head over to the show notes by going to uk.insomniaradio.net. If you'd like to comment, you can do so at the same place and look for episode 170. Or you can send me an email. I'm uk@insomniaradio.net. Let me know what you think. Ro will be along in a couple of weeks with the next episode, which is 171. So bye, and thanks for listening to Insomnia Radio UK.
You've been listening to Insomnia Radio UK, part of the Insomnia Radio regional family of shows. If you'd like to get detailed show notes and band links, head over to uk.insomniaradio.net. And to subscribe to the show, feeds.feedburner.com/IRUK, or look for us in iTunes.